morning we're continuing Chayodim Klalam Beis Simel Amadalit. We're talking about the lochas of saying Lamatzeach. So the Chayodim continues and says Beis Avul Yesh Machloikis Im Armim Lamatzeach. There's a question whether you say Lamatzeach in a Beis Avul or not. He says at the end that the minig is not to say it, and that's what we do. We do not say Lamatzeach in the Beis Avul. We do not also say the pasuk of Benizah Shbisi, both on Tisha B'Av and in the Beis Avol, because it would look like we're being Kareis Bris on a situation of Avelus, that we're like, this is the way the situation should be, and we would prefer that should not be perceived as such. So we do not say Benizah Shbisi in the Beis Avol. So we skip Lamatzeach, and we skip the pasuk in Avolatzin of Benizah Shbisi, and we go straight to Batah Kadosh. We did mention before that the Kedusha that is said during a Avodat Tzion, a person should join the Seber and say it. So it means if he's holding behind a little bit, he's davening more slowly than the Seber, and he's still holding an Ashrei or an Lamatzeach, he should finish the Pasuk and then say the Kedusha together with the Seber. That's including the Psukim of the Targum, which are said in between. And it's not clear exactly when you're supposed to, when you go back, how much you'd say to go back. And it came out that a person should finish off till the Baruch Hu Elokeinu, before he gets the Baruch, so till the Pasuk of Hashem Hashem Melech Yenin Avim Kareinu, and then go back to where he was saying before, whether in Ashrei or Lam Latzeach in that situation. Another point the Mishabur brings down, that the Psukim of the Targum should be said quietly. So even though the Psukim of the Kedusha are said loudly and said together, the Psukim of the Targum should be said quietly. Fine. The Mishmur brings one more point, that when we say the Psukim, the Bakashas at the end of Avodat Tzion, that we should be zeichet to be nishmar chakecha, and then our children should be zeichet to do it as well. The person should daven for the tzlacha of his children in the Avodas Hashem, that's an important place, he says, to use the opportunity, to take the opportunity to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that his children should be matzliach in learning, and his children should be shomer Torah mitzvahs, and continue the way of in the way of Torah. So that's an important place to point that out. Okay. Next, the Chayyim goes on to Aleinu. In Simon Lamed Hey, the Chayyim discusses the halachas of saying Aleinu. V'amrim Aleinu l'shabeach. We say the tefillah of Aleinu. So he borrows a phrase from the Gemara that the Torah was given be'ema yira b'reses u'b'zeya, and that's how you're supposed to learn it. So he borrows that phrase and he says the same thing over here. A person should say aleinu with tremendous amounts of yira, of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeya is literally trembling. He's trembling to the point that he's sweating from it. So he's breaks out in a sweat, cold sweat from fear. So that's how much we should say, how careful we should say Aleinu. Ki chol tzua ha-shamayim shomim. So the Aleinu was not, we don't have a source of Aleinu from the Gemara. The Aleinu of the Gemara, the tefillah of Aleinu, the Iker Makom that it said is actually in the Shmonesi of Rosh Hashanah, the most of Shmonesi of Rosh Hashanah. And from there it was taken to be said at the end of davening. The Kolbo, which is one of the Mishnah brings that we have a Masora, that the author of Aleinu was Yoshua, like the Chayyim is going to say in a moment. And when the Aleinu was said, the Shemayim, the Malachim and Shemayim pause and they listen to see how we are praising Kadosh Baruch Hu down here in this world. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon kol, that we give the gedulah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. So it's not a chazal, but it's in the Rishonim already, this concept that the kol tzua shemayim shomim b'Kadosh Baruch Hu oymid im hamalya shamala b'kulam oynim b'omrim ashrei ha'om shekach aloi, that praiseworthy is a nation that they have their zeichah to be able to summons, come and say such praises to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously a person should say it with a tremendous amount of respect and awe. A person's going to be mumbling it. It's very embarrassing in front of the Malachim, and it's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and say his praise in the form of a mumble. So a person has to be careful about that point. The Chayyotim will continue, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Some more details about Aleinu. Have a good morning.